been to the manor and I visited the church. But besides those two buildings, most probably the one thing that struck me most about Charley Bassett is the row of houses in New Road. I'm actually sitting in one of the houses at the moment, along with Mrs. Cicely Axford. Miss Axford, most unusual, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they were built just over 100 years ago with a man named Beaufrey Pusey. And he also had the school built.
Why did he build houses like this, do you know?
Don't know. My mother always told me he was a bit eccentric. Yeah, they were... Each house is built just a little bit different.
Do you get many people coming along making comments about them?
You hear them when they pass, you know, down this road.
Well, let's move away from the houses, because one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was the fact you've got a school here, and you were born here in the village, so you must have gone to the village school.
Yes.
Remember your school days?
Yes, I was about over 70 at the school thing, because everyone had big families. Well, it was straight schooling then. You know, I mean, we had a terrible school mistress.
She kept you under control, did she?
Oh, really? With a cane, I mean. You know, none of this mustn't cane the children. We had the cane if we deserved it.
In fact, the school is still going, but I'm told there's been a sort of break in between. It has closed for a little while.
Yes, it closed during the war when we all were away from the village. We all went on different jobs. And so we sort of married and drifted back. So the children before had to go to Buckland. And we thought it was rather a long day for the small ones starting school. So we had to fight a long time to get it reopened. Eventually they opened it. There was a lot of young children. Now it's going strong and we have the Denchworth and Life children here.
But it's going so strong, I noticed that there's an extension here.
Yeah, all it's been rebuilt, you know, big piece of armour, all modernised.
Until very recently there hasn't been a shop in the village.
Oh no, so we've had to go out the village shopping. But now we've just got one open.
It must have been very inconvenient.
Oh yes, especially for the old people, for their pension and stamps and all that. For us, we had no one, only Wednesday afternoon.
So if you didn't get it Wednesday afternoon,
you
didn't get it,
no, not for the next week. No.
And also public transport, I'm told, is very poor here. There's only two buses a week.
Yes, that's right. Yes, if you've got no car, you're stuck.
And yet everybody I've spoken to seems to enjoy living here.
Oh, they love it, and we have people from London, you know, that sort of come down here and then they try to buy houses not to live. But it's really so quiet, I never know why they like it so much, but they do.
Perhaps it's the fact it is so quiet.
Yes, perhaps it is, please.
If you had to tell somebody about your village, how would you sum it up?
If you want the quiet life, come to Charley, because it is quiet. And it's friendly, the people are all nice, you know. Oh, I think it's a lovely spot, really.
Can I talk to you a little bit about something else? I've been told about Charley's ghosts, and yet I've yet to find somebody who's actually seen ghosts here.
Oh, I've never seen one, but I've heard about them. The manor one, and also one that comes down along the road, the coach and horses.
Well, tell me about the manor one. What happens there?
Oh, it's just that this monk appears, you know, walks the manor.
Do you know anybody who's seen it?
Yes, Mrs. Morton, a warden that used to be there. I quite believed her, you know. Yeah.
What about the one on Longworth Road?
I have never been up there late, anyway, but it's supposed to be this coach and horses come down and go down the old coach road that used to be.
This is late at night.
If there's any truth in it, I don't know.
And with a suggestion that the village has its ghosts, that's where we must say goodbye to Charley Bassett, one of the many North Berkshire villages recently to transfer to the new Oxfordshire. And most of the people I spoke to didn't seem too upset by the change. As we've heard, the village is quiet, and it suffers from a shortage of public transport. But it's far from dying. It has its own school and now a shop. And no doubt life for the villagers has become easier with the shop. Just imagine being in the countryside without a car and the nearest shop 2.5 miles away. Country life isn't exactly all roses.